Criminal Court has heard that the criminal gang known as the Hutch Organised Crime Group is an intergenerational family-based organisation with associates and affiliates working together and independently. The Garda officer in charge of investigating national and international organised crime here was giving evidence in the trial of three men in connection with the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel 6.5 years ago. For more on this, let's talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, this is perhaps the first time we've heard from senior Gardaí about the structures and modus operandi of the Hutch organised crime group.
That's correct, Brian. We heard from Detective Superintendent David Gallagher, who said he has spent his entire 28 years in the Garda in drugs and serious crime investigations, and since 2016 has been in charge of investigations into national and international organisations operating, organised crime groups operating in Ireland. He said he has first-hand involvement in multiple organised crime investigations, surveillance, tactical operations, the prevention of murders, the recovery and seizures of firearms, and inquiries into drug trafficking and money laundering. So he confirmed to the court today the existence of a criminal organisation known as the Hutch Organised Crime Group. He said it's predominantly based in Dublin city centre. It's built on intergenerational family bonds. He says it's less hierarchical than some criminal organisations. It operates, he said, a patriarchal system based on loyalty and monetary gain. He said it's quite a fluid organisation whose associates and affiliates work together, independently and with other criminal organisations to commit crime. He said its rules and procedures are like those of other organised crime groups. They're not set in stone. However, he said, since 2015, the emergence of the Hutch versus Kinahan feud, as he referred to it, he said there has been a galvanisation of positions within the Hutch organised crime group. Now, we know that Gary Hutch was shot dead in Spain in 2015 in a feud murder that escalated the Hutch-Kinahan feud.
So in relation then to what was said in court today, Paul, there were objections to Gerard Hutch's legal team to this evidence being aired in the first place.
Yeah, there were objections from the legal team representing all three people on trial today, Gerard Hutch, Jason Bonney and Paul Murphy, all of whom have pleaded not guilty to the charges. The court heard that Gerard Hutch was worried about the evidence in relation to the organised crime group and his standing in the community. His senior counsel, Brendan Grehan, said that Mr. Hutch enjoys the presumption of innocence, and that if he walks out of this trial a free man, evidence which tarnishes and damages him is for all time on the public record and will follow him around. Once this is said in an open court by a senior Garda, Mr. Grehan said, it is there to be quoted at all time by the media and anyone else commenting on Mr. Hutch. Now, the presiding judge, Miss Justice Tara Burns, reiterated that Mr. Hutch was entitled to the presumption of innocence and said that the court would, of course, protect his rights. However, she said that Mr. Hutch's issue was not with the Special Criminal Court, but with the Court of Public Opinion, and that the three judges can't police what is said by the media, nor should we. The judge also pointed out that the evidence of Detective Superintendent Gallagher relates only to the case against Jason Bonney and Paul Murphy, and not against Gerard Hutch.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent, thank you very much for that.